So, you know, you're on fire. I mean, it's a meaningless game, but what was this, practice for something, for the playoffs? I mean,
yeah, of course. You know, you always gain confidence going into playoffs, getting a victory, and you know, even getting a tie, it's better than a loss for us. So we changed some things up. We put new players on the field. We're trying to see how we're going to play without Eniola up top. So we definitely played different than how we've been playing throughout the season. So it wasn't our best showing, but again, Gold Pride has always been a great team. I mean, I think, what is it? We've won two and we've tied two now. So,
mm-hmm. Talk about your performance. So, I mean, they clearly wanted to win and threw everything at you. Until the end.
They did, and they had more opportunities, more attacking moments. They played great soccer, and fortunately we kept the ball out of the back of the net for the most part, besides for one great shot by Buehler. But frankly, you know, it wasn't good enough on our back line. We weren't reading the play early enough. It has to be better going into playoffs, and I expect it to be much better. I really do.
How about your effect on that goal? You have played a big part on that too. What were you doing there?
Oh, I kind of laughed after it happened. No, not a Hail Mary. Come on, that's definitely part of my game that I like to keep intact, is the counterplay from a goalkeeper. I think it's a powerful tool, and it's something that I do work on every day at training. So it's nice to get rewarded by that.
As the conclusion of the first season for WPS, how do you rate the success, you know, as one of the marquee players in the league?
I think it's been very successful. You know, I know we're getting great television ratings. I know that, you know, we're filling the stands, we're selling tickets, people are excited about the game. So I think what we've done here, we've done a great job to market it, and it started from kind of grassroots. We had a game plan, and we went forward, and we did just that.
How does this crowd, like, coming all the way over here, how does this make you feel when you see the crowds are pretty full, I mean, for a game?
I never really take it for granted. I mean, I'm usually one of the last people out here signing autographs in every game. So, you know, we wouldn't be here without the fans. I wouldn't be where I need to be without the fans. So, you know, you got to give back, and it's great to see.
Was it, Hope, was it what you expected, beyond your expectations, less than your expectations, the first season?
It was actually beyond my expectations. You know, I was very close to going back overseas to play. I played in France, I played in Sweden, I knew the quality of soccer, I knew the quality of the leagues there. And it was hard for me to stay in America, but I wanted to help grow the sport here, and I decided to stay, and I think it was such a great decision on my part, because it's much better than the WSA.
What do you say to young players about the development of the league? Somebody just starting out, about the future of women's soccer in America?
I think the future of women's soccer in America is here to stay, no question about it.
You said it had exceeded your expectations. In what ways did it exceed your expectations?
You know, I think we learned a lot from the WSA. I just think the most important thing is the quality of play. I mean, it's much better. All around, it's a different style of soccer. I mean, I think Americans have been known to always be nitty and gritty and tough, and we played hard, and I think now we're playing hard. We still have that American style, but now we're playing a beautiful game, and it's more, we're trying to play. We're trying to play like the Brazilians. We're trying to play like the South Americans, like European-style soccer, and I think the fans appreciate it more.
What are the chances for the team going into the playoffs? I mean, it's all pretty good. You guys are pretty good as well. What do we got to do to take them down?
We plan to win this thing. Every team should plan to win it, but we do plan to win it, so.
Thanks for the time.
Thank
Good to see you.
Thanks, guys.